The Ulster County Executive signed an executive order Wednesday concerning cooperation with federal immigration officials. The order was prompted in part by planned deportation raids by ICE. Democratic County Executive Pat Ryan says he signed the order in response to escalating rhetoric from federal immigration officials and in anticipation of mass deportation raids. Ryan says it is important to clarify what may have been ambiguous.
What is the role of any of our county agencies in being involved or not involved in what's happening at the federal level? And what we make very clear in this order is we will not coordinate with ICE or other federal immigration agencies or officials.
Ulster County Sheriff Juan Figueroa believes many individuals may not understand the difference between federal and local law responsibilities.
Immigration laws are done by the federal government. You will never see local law enforcement, whether it's the state police, sheriff's office, or a town police department, going around knocking on doors and asking people for papers. That's never happened, and it never will happen in this county. Whenever law enforcement interacts with immigration and ICE, it's because a crime has been committed by the individual, and a crime is a misdemeanor or a felony.
Ryan's order prohibits county employees from gathering information about immigration status or sharing such information with Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Customs and Border Protection patrol officers unless compelled to do so by law. Ryan says the goal is to set clear operating guidance to all the county departments to ensure that undocumented immigrants can obtain county services without fear of deportation.
So, you know, for example, if someone enters our probation system and there's a request from ICE for information about their next probation appointment, we will not provide that information. That's been a tactic used repeatedly by ICE that we're not going to tolerate or enable here.
Ryan believes ICE has used such tactics in Ulster County, citing a chef at a restaurant in Kingston, the anchor, who was deported after Ryan believes due process was violated. Ryan's order directs employees not to comply with administrative warrants, which do not carry a judge's signature, and which Ryan says ICE and CPB officers have been using to bypass the right to due process. County Sheriff Figueroa.
It's a simple thing. It's not simple. Get a warrant. Get a judge-ordered warrant. That's all it comes down to. I can't just arrest somebody on the street. I have to have probable cause. And that's something that is the basic foundations of our democracy. We are a nation of laws.
Ryan signed the order with members of a number of community groups on hand, including Citizen Action, Nobody Leaves Mid-Hudson, Rise Up Kingston, and the Ulster Immigrant Defense Network.
You know, as a message to those in our community who feel that they don't have a place to turn, you do have a place to turn. We have a network here of people who want to help and support you, so please know that. It's my honor to sign this executive order.
Clearly, the national rhetoric, which is, again, I think divisive and not aligned with our values as Americans, has ratcheted up, and specifically the recent threat from the president to do these nationwide raids. People are scared, and understandably so, and that's not right, and it's not what we stand for here. So that was part of it, but frankly, this is something that I think the community has been working on and had strong feelings on for a long time.
President Trump over the weekend said he would delay mass deportations by 2 weeks. Trump tweeted on June 22nd that he is waiting, quote, to see if the Democrats and Republicans can get together and work out a solution to the asylum and loophole problems at the southern border, end quote. If an undocumented immigrant is convicted of a crime, ICE can come in and deport the individual. That, says Figueroa, is not new.
What is new is the federal government stating that they're going to go around knocking on doors and rounding people up. That is not the country that I'm from, which is the United States of America.
Figueroa read a portion of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution, which protects civil rights, saying the key word is person. Dave Clegg, a Democrat who is running for Ulster County District Attorney, is chair of the Ulster County Human Rights Commission.
Well, I think the message needs to go out to the community, the people who are afraid to come forward, people who are living in the shadows, people who think that the president's challenge to go out there and pick up families and children and mothers and fathers is real. Well, it's not real here in Ulster County because we're not going to let that happen.
Ryan, who was sworn in June 7th following a special election, signed his first executive order June 18th for the immediate implementation of a climate action plan, moving the county's energy production to 100% renewable by 2030. Reporting for WAMC News, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn in Kingston.